Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live, Wednesday live, the name of the show. We're talking about peace and what it is all about and some of the hindrances in truly understanding the peace that is of the Father and why our own kinds of pieces don't work. Why our own kinds of pieces don't work. We're touching on that. I trust as we do so, the Father will do you good in a mighty, mighty way. Muruti Mraka, let me come back to you. Now, when we touch into the aspect of peace again, and quite a lot is spoken with regards to it, in Proverbs, okay, let me start with Psalm 119, verse 165. I know many people know this one. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. The peace that we are talking about is the peace that is within the law of the Father. It's not a peace that is, as I said, emanating from our own intelligence, but it is the peace that emanates from the law of the Father. Since it is a principality, it is also a domain with law or with regulations, stipulations, statutes that should be followed. And again, that is why many people don't understand this, because it comes with the laws. You can't just have it and it is stapled on you like a poster. But no, it comes with the law. You have to be assimilated into it, transformed into it. And that is what it takes. What is your take on that, Muruti?
Yeah, indeed, my brother, I agree 100% that it is a domain. It has got rules. It has got statutes. And it, as a principality, as one said earlier on, the governor is a prince.
Yeah.
And the prince in this case is Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, I believe it is important for us to note that many times we as human beings compartmentalize things to our detriment. The things which concern our Heavenly Father, we compartmentalize into a religion, only practiced at certain times, and only practiced for some benefit, not understanding that we are subject. All of us, whether we are born again or not born again, we are subjects of the sovereign King, Abba, our Heavenly Father. And those of us who have accepted that Jesus is the one through whom our enmity with God has been brought to an end, we have been reconciled to the sovereign King. Only those of us who believe that are ushered into this principality of peace. Now, next to us, we have all these nations which are seeking peace. And Pastor Kabamba said something. In seeking peace, they seek security. Always peace and security go together. Now, the problem is this. If you are outside of the government of peace, you can never get that peace. It is not something which is compartmentalized to religion. It is an everyday reality. Whether it's a nation, it's a family, or even just an individual. Let me read something, my brothers. The very same Isaiah, chapter 26. It says, let me start with verse 2. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. You will keep, or you will preserve in peace the one whose predisposition is established upon you. That is what it is saying concerning our Father. He will preserve the one whose predisposition, whose mental imagination is established upon you, Devadeli. That one will be preserved in peace. And then when it finishes off, verse 3, it says, in peace, because he hopes upon you.
Mm.
Verse 4, hope upon you, Devadeli, forever. For in you, Devadeli, God is everlasting strength. That's our security. We are trusting in Yeshua HaMashiach. We have perfect peace. The peace that can only be given by him, like Pastor Kabamba was reading. He said, not as the world gives. Because the world is trying to give you something it does not have. The world is outside of the principality of peace. It cannot give peace. Because for you to offer peace, you have to exactly depict that that peace is under the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach. So, the lie which the devil has sold the nation is that somehow they can get a shortcut to peace through these things which are being done in the world. They will never have peace until, number one, they accept, while they are still here on earth, that they should accept first the peace which Yeshua gives and then deal with others according to that peace. If they don't do that, they'll always rush to the weapons after the peace has broken up. That pseudo peace has broken up. I want to close it this way, my brothers. We know in the very prophets of old that there is a promise that when the Messiah comes as king, these very nations which are struggling with peace are going to destroy their weapons and turn them into agricultural implements. The very word tells us that there will be no more military academies where people go and learn how to strategize, how to carry war. It won't be there. Because the King of Peace will have arrived. And when he has arrived, this thing which has been eluding the nations for centuries and millennia, he will usher it in manifestly. But we have already got it inwardly. If we believe that Yeshua is the Prince of Peace, and we obey the rules that Yeshua has given us, because that way we are agreeing it's a domain, we are agreeing it's a principality, we are agreeing that there are laws, and the fresh covenant writings are telling us the laws of this principality are the laws of liberty. They are the royal laws. And if we obey them as those who have been begotten above, we then would help the world, which is lost, to recognize that, okay, what we are trying to achieve, we can see it in those people. And when they want to know how, we should not play it down. We should be able to say boldly, it is through the Messiah.
I hear you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is the domain of peace even all about these days? And send us a voice note. Let's hear what you make of it. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is peace?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. And of course, let's hear what you say with regards to this. Mabungani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, your guests, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today's topic, Principality of Peace. Umbuso wokuthula, ubukhosi bokuthula. Principalities refers to angels that guide and protect nations or believers, while peace can refer to spiritual harmony with God, or peace with others or within oneself. Principality, a vast angelic areas of supervision throughout the universe, as well as the angelic beings themselves that rule those principalities. All fallen angels, principalities, and powers have one master, Satan. As a result of the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve, in Genesis chapter 3, humanity was no longer at peace with God. We were now in rebellion and at war, the war between God and evil. Sin brought physical and spiritual death, which means separation from God. This inherent nature means we are born enemies of God because we inherited sin. As Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Romans chapter 8, verse 7, "Because the carnal mind is an enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." Principality is a princedom. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Ngokuba sizalelwe umntwana, siphiwa indodana, umbuso uyakuba semahlombe akhe, negama lakhe liyakuthiwa umluleki omangalisayo, uNkulunkulu onamandla, uyise ongunaphakade, inkosi yokuthula. Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." We can read on our own Genesis chapter 15, verse 15. Hebrew word for peace is shalom. Greek word for peace is eirene. Peace means rest, quietness, no stress, completeness, wholeness, and unity. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Inhliziyo eqinileyo uyayilinda ngokuthula okupheleleyo ngokuba yethembe kuwe. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace because he offers peace to us in the midst of the war. This title, Prince of Peace, presents Jesus as the antidote to the peace we are searching for in the world. Jesus' peace provides peace for our minds where the most hostile war occurs. The mind is the battlefield. We can't have peace with God until we receive the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, to be our Lord and Savior. Jesus made our peace offering by dying for our sins. He died in our place so that we can have the peace that surpasses all understanding. As Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Abiding peace between our hearts and our Creator that cannot be taken away. Christ's sacrifice also allows us to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the helper who guides us. We can read that in John chapter 16, verse 7. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. We find that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Jesus, the Prince of Peace and King of Kings, has his own principality or rulership over everything. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. 16. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. Yona ingumfanekiso kaNkulunkulu ongenakubonwa izibulo lezidalwa zonke. 16. Ngokuba kwadalelwa kuyo konke okusezulwini nasemhlabeni, okubonwayo nokungenakubonwa, nokuba kuyizihlalo zobukhosi, nokuba kuyimibuso, nokuba kuyizikhulu, nokuba kuyiziphathamandla, konke kwadalwa ngayo, kwadalelwa yona. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate. We are talking about the domain of peace, what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Here's a message from Dingane. It says, "Afternoon, friends. Peace is what's found in Christ Jesus. It's not found in anything in the world. Peace, it goes along with the gospel. It gives courage, hope, and faith, love. And they are equally to peace. On your feet where the diligences of the gospel and those which is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ, the preachers of the gospel will share the sole of their shoes and away with their peace. peace of God is beyond the human comprehension. It doesn't rely on life's activities, but in God, the owner and the specialist of peace. God is the expert of impossibilities. It's impossible having a peace without God, the owner. By Pastor Dingane from Nku. Pastor Dingane Nku from Buitumelo Sebokeng. Shalom, peace. Hey, because Sebokeng, that you must make sure you see me. You must make sure you see me, Pastor Dingane. All right, we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. The matter of peace, what it is all about.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you, sir. When we speak of peace again, the word is saying something. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13, it goes back to what I was saying in the beginning of the show about what the prophetess Vanessa was doing, and that it be taught even to children. Check it out. All your children shall be taught by the Elohim, and great shall be the peace of your children. The kind of peace we are talking about is the peace that is taught by the Elohim himself, by the Father. Yahuwah Elohim. Let me not just say Elohim because it's a very broad term. But Yahuwah, our Elohim. When we speak of peace, it is the one that is taught by Yahuwah. Pastor Sam, what comes to mind on this?
Very much. Thank you for this. As we've been talking about it since the beginning, that it has to come from a domain. It has to be in a place where everything is put together. Everything is dependent on what has to remain, what has to stand the test of time, and has to be given by the Father. It's the Father who produces that, because anyone who is in Him, anyone who believes in Him and is in Him, can find that type of security, that type of stability. But the peace we are talking about is the peace that brings stability in one's life. Even when you look around, things seem to not work according to what you want, but you are not dependent on that. You know, there's a scripture, I think it's going to help us also to understand, because we know our peace in this world, it's attached to things, per se. If I have this, then I'll be fine. Mm. But while whatsoever that you want to have is not guaranteeing anything. Now, I want us to read in the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says something here. It says that, let me read it. It says this. It says, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, avarice, lust, craving of earthly possession, but be satisfied with your present circumstances with what you have. For your God himself has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. You know, when you talk about the peace we're talking about today, it's something that, you know, he vowed, the Father vowed, he said, this is me. I've taken upon me. I said, I will never leave you. Mm. It's not of what you're going to do. It's what I've decided to do. I will never leave you. I will never give up on you. I will protect you. I will stand by you in whatever situation. You continue by saying, I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake, nor let you down. Relax. My hold on you. Assuredly not. Now, he's putting it in this way, and when you continue, when you read again in the book of still in Hebrews, but this time we go to 12, we're going to read verse 27 and 28. He says something here. Now, this expression, yet once more, indicates that final removal and the transformation of all that can be shaken, that is, of that which has been created. In other words, that what cannot be shaken may remain and continue. Now, when I was reading this, I realized that there's one thing that was not created, because everything that we see was created by what I'm going to mention now. The word of the Father was not created. The word of the Father created everything. Mm. Meaning what? Whatsoever that the word of the Father created as a possibility and a potential of what was being shaken and being removed because it has been created. While the word was not created, the word stands the test of time. The word is eternal. Now, what happened with us? If we believe in the word, it means we are now part of the word. The fact that the word cannot be shaken, we talk about a domain, a place whereby you are in and you are not shaken by anything. We talk about, the peace that does not depend on how you've eaten this morning or you do not eat. The peace that does not depend on which car you're driving. You might be driving a very small car, a big one or whatever, a very old car, but that does not really matter. What matters is what is inside of you. Now, 28 says this. Let us therefore receiving a kingdom that is firm. We're talking about stability. We're talking about, peace that surpasses all understanding. Let us receive a kingdom that is firm and stable, cannot be shaken. That's the kind of kingdom where you and I and everybody who love to live the peace of God. You know, the peace of the Father is not the absence of trouble. Trouble might come, but we are not facing trouble with our human disposition. But we are facing trouble with our spiritual disposition because we know that we are not alone. That's what David could say, even when I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil because of what? Because I know you are with me. Mm. You know that, we'll be going through trouble. We'll be going through situations. And Jesus speaking in the book of John, he says, be of good cheer because I've done what? I've overcome the world. You will have tribulation. He did not say that you won't have tribulation. You will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I mean, when tribulation comes, it won't define you. It won't take away who you have become. Instead, tribulation will come because of your presence. He says you are in the world, and the world won't love you. Not because of anything, but because they did not love me in the first place. And you are in me. The same way they did not love me, the same way they won't love you. Meaning what? We are living, the kind of peace we are talking about here is a peace that takes us in a kingdom, that kingdom that cannot be shaken. And the Bible says, let everything that's supposed to be shaken, let it be shaken. But so that the what's supposed to remain may remain. And what has to stand is the kingdom of the believers, the kingdom of the people who have trusted God, that has to stand the test of time. Mm. You know, we can talk, as Maurice Muraka mentioned as well. You see, whenever we come into all these, peace things that are taking place in the world, it comes with a lot of questions, what I'm going to gain, as I said, from the beginning, if they don't do what I've asked, meaning that I can break it away at any given time. Mm. I'll give an example and finish somewhere there. You know, there is, like today you know that in the Congo, DRC, there's a fight. Mm. And everyone can say whatever he can say. Mm. But why is there a fight today? It's because there was a treaty, there was an agreement that they signed in 2008 and 2009. It was decided in 2008 and it was signed in 2009. And that agreement never came to pass because they never put it into application. They never accept. They signed, they said that's what you're going to do, but it has never come into application. And what happened? After how many years? We're talking about after 17 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. These people showed up and said, hey, we signed. You promised us this, but you never given us whatever you promised. Then we're coming now by force. You need to give us what we decided. This time around, we're going to fight with you until you decide and give us what we want. And in the process, people are dying. In the process, families are being displaced. In the process, people are violating the human rights. In the process, they're getting into what you call an hospital, taking 130 patients take them to an unknown destination, just like that. Getting into a church, killing everyone who's in the church. I mean, in the church, you think about, because people are looking for something, and they are, for them to get what they want, they have to kill. And at the end of the day, they will sit around the table. You say, okay, we have done what we have to do. Now, are you going to agree with what our terms? And if we agree, we stop war. If we don't agree, we continue fighting. It's either they are forced to leave by superpowers, or you need to sit around the table and decide and accept. That's, you know, sometimes, you know, the world, the way the world works, we come up with a lot of things. It has to be based on what we feel. That's what the Bible says in Hebrews, we read. In Hebrews 13, it says, stay away from lust. Stay away from, because all this fight that is happening is because of money, because of avarice, because of lust, because of, I mean, what we can gain. And people fight. People are prepared to kill his own brothers, sisters, just because they need money. They need stability in the world. That kind of stability in the world. While the only stability that will remain, that will stand, is in Christ, not outside of Christ. And we as children of God, we have the responsibility to speak about the good news, to present it to the world, so that those that our Father is going to touch, at least they'll benefit from what we are benefiting today. Because nobody today will say, are these ABCDs for me to become what I've become? Mm-hmm. It's by grace that we are who we are. And today, I must be standing today and say, I am feeling that kind of peace that I cannot explain. But next to me, someone might not be feeling the same thing. But how can that person feel what I'm feeling, if I'm using the word feeling? How can that person know what I am really in? It's only when I can share the word of peace with that person.
Mm. I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. When we talk about the peace that is given by the Father to us and the peace that we are supposed to project, are we really projecting that peace? Is it spoken about even in our churches, in our midst? Do we speak about this peace, or do we find ourselves really lost in the domain of confusion as to what this piece is even all about? Give us a shout, 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
A big thank you to all our listeners for tuning in and supporting us. Your loyal support for more than four decades is the reason why we can now reach people with the message of Jesus Christ far and wide. We'd love to ask you a few questions about supporting Radio Pulpit in broader, to broaden our knowledge about our listeners. Please head over to the Radio Pulpit website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on the link on the homepage to tell us what you think. The good news is that if you complete the quick questionnaire and include your name and surname, you will automatically be entered to possibly win one of three awesome prizes. Three Woolworths vouchers are up for grabs, one for the value of 5,000 rands, another the value of 3,000 rands, and another the value of 2,000 rands. You can also choose to complete the questionnaire anonymously. Please note that Radio Pulpit keeps your information safe in line with the Poppy Act. Thank you for being part of the Radio Pulpit family.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you good. Send us your WhatsApps. We're talking about peace, the peace that is given by our Father, our Heavenly Father, through Christ. And the kind of peace that we hear people lamenting about and yearning for. is there a confusion of a sort that we want the true peace, but we don't know what it looks like? So we take that which comes in the guise of peace, as is the routine, always that which is not truly the heir wants to become the heir and poses as such and tries by all means to kill the genuine one who is the heir. It seems to be the story of ever since. So when it comes to the notion of peace, what can we say with regards to it in terms of the way, the peace that the Father gives? And can we project that into the world? If the world is able to ask, where is the church? I feel and sense an inner cry and a void and an emptiness that needs to be filled only by the peace that comes through Christ. But I wonder if you see it the same. And we know of the peacefulness. It's important to look into this. Now, let me bring this to you, Muruti Muraka. The aspect of peace. This is amazing. In Ezekiel 34:25, it says, I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. Peace that comes from the Father is also by covenant. And this covenant is an everlasting covenant. What say you, Muruti, on this?
Yeah, you see, God over and over says his covenant is a covenant of peace.
Mm.
That is why even he was saying they should sprinkle salt on their sacrifices, because that salt was to remind them of the fact that the Father is in a covenant with them of peace.
Mm.
Today when we eat meat, we season it with salt. We don't even know why. Whereas it is testifying against us when we are haters of peace, the very peace that Christ brings. And earlier on, one has been talking to peace amongst nations. But I want to speak to peace in the families, my brother. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Verse 13. And a wife who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him.
Mm.
For the unbelieving husband is made holy by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? Now, this was speaking in the case of somebody who is a believer versus an unbeliever. And that you could avoid divorces by understanding that you have been called to peace.
Mm.
And that if you operate in the peace of Christ, which surpasses all the mind and preserves our hearts and our thoughts in Christ Jesus. Whereas the thoughts of those who are unbelieving are blinded by Satan, the god of this age, the prince of the authority of the air. If you, who has peace, who is a servant of the prince of the kings of the earth, even as Revelation says so, you would be a channel through which God says the other person who is not believing. because of the peace that is in you. Now, this has been the problem, that even amongst believers, we are not prepared to let the peace which is clamping us together in the spirit, we don't allow that peace to reverie in our lives. And, like, for instance, we are talking about Vanessa, my wife, earlier on, of what she's doing. And somebody may say, yeah, Muruti Karabo is on Radio Pulpit, is doing good work. But let me tell you, we differ. My wife and I, there are times when we differ, and it's not nice. If you can come in there, you'll burn because it's hot. However, the peace which is in her, the peace which is in me, which we received when Christ said, my peace I give unto you. Not as though that peace makes us humble ourselves. Even if I thought I was the right one, she's wrong. I have to humble myself, eat humble pie, and it's not nice. It's not nice, but it's beneficial. Because when we go out of our home, we are able to radiate the peace which is governing us. And it is able to impact other people. And every Christian family is supposed to be that. You know, we have counseled many couples, and you'll find, I'll talk with the husband and say, look, here's what the word says. Muruti Kabamba was saying, the word cannot be shaken. You'll tell him, look it, obey this word, you'll not be shaken. And my wife will talk to the woman. I'm telling you, the first week, they will be phoning us, hey, it's okay. The third week, the first one who phones, I know it's trouble in paradise. Because they have forgotten this thing of peace. And my brother, you said something. Are we preaching this thing? Are we teaching them in the churches? No. They are not being taught. What is being taught is things which are not benefiting the children of God. And if they don't benefit the children of God, they cannot benefit the world. We should teach in our churches, what is the agape love of God? Because we are expected, according to the regulations of this principality of peace, to love. What is the joy that Christ and his apostles were saying, that your joy may be full? What is the peace which is clamping us? We don't know it. As just take an average Christian. Talk to them about peace. Let them show you what is peace's purpose in your life. Zilch. So how can you live with your wife in peace when you don't know the peace which is already inside of you? Not that it's outside. It's already inside of every child of God. But because we don't know, we are unable to walk a conquering life. You see, when we are wearing our sharp-pointed shoes and our suits with the belt that have got those insignia, and we are smelling nice, we pretend we don't have challenges because we don't know how to deal with those challenges, because we don't know how to tap into the peace of Christ. So it remains there unused. And we go Sunday after Sunday playing games and entertaining and pretending we are on top of it. And that's why when a scandal erupts, we are all shocked. How? This man or that woman. It's because in the churches, we are not teaching the word of God, which we have been given by the disciples who have taken it from Jesus Christ, who has taken it from the Father, this doctrine. And I thank God because by his grace, he makes us every week on Radio Pulpit talk about things which really matter, which are about God's heart. And this principality of peace is a serious thing. And my challenge is to myself and every Christian to seek in the Word what is God saying about peace so that we can apply it.
I hear you, Muruti. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're talking about peace, what it is all about, and of course, what the Word says with regards to this. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, brother.
Hey, Pudwami.
Sawubona. Peace, by the way. Today, I'm a government. Today, I'm talking about who's living in peace in fighting crime. They must install videos, surveillances, and strengthen police forces and get more and more police force. And even buy ammunition and more weapons to protect us. Kepha zonke lezi zinto is not addressing the underlying problem. As mankind sizama ukwenza umhlaba wethu to be peaceful, but as nation we are not at peaceful with each other, brethren. Loko kwenziwa omubi usathane osabusa kulelizwe uba yuyo osabusa kulo mhlaba, brethren. Yiba abantu bangabantu abangathembeki, abanolaka, abanganama qualities that foster true peace and harmony. Amasi afana ne self-control and love, goodness. Uthando luyafuneka, brother.
Absolutely.
Romans 13 verse 10 ithi uthando alwenze ukubi kumakhelwane, ngakho ke uthando lungukugcwaliseka komthetho. Into esele ukuthi uJesu Kristu abuye, uye yedwa ozoletha ipeace.
Yeah.
Azodestroya yonke le mibusana, azokwakha umbuso onefoundation eyodwa, umbuso kaNkulunkulu. And all nations will come and worship together, and all nations will no longer fight against nation. Ngoba uNkulunkulu uyathembisa ukuthi abanqobile lapha uya kuhlala nabanqobile babe ngabantu bakhe, yena abe uNkulunkulu wabo.
Yeah.
Eish, let's wake ukuthi sinqobe, brother.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah, ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asibusise, my brothers. God be the glory.
All the time. Thank you so much. Ngiyabonga. Pudwami.
Ngiyabonga, my brother. God bless you, my brother.
How's again? Nakuye kube njalo, Pudi. All right, we're taking your calls. You can still give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We're touching the very domain of peace. And, of course, what comes to mind when we talk about peace? We are touching base on that. And why there is a misunderstanding of the peace which the Father gives. Dingane, thank you so much for the message there. I will read it just after a jiffy.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Dingan says, putting focus on God, this will attract perfect peace more and more, but removing our focus from Christ as a result, we fail short of God's peace. Let me take a call again. Hello there, hi.
Hey! Brother Ray,
it's
a Mpumala. It's a Sikwaka.
Siyaphila kunjani kodwa?
Hey, siyaphila, Brother Ray. Hey, just 10 this. Hey, makuphuma uMandela ejele, there will be peace. I mean, the CNC democracy. Hey, kuzaba ne peace. Hey, nasenzela abantu ama RDP kuzoba ne peace. Hey, I peace ayiyo ekusile nto leyo. Peace is when you find Yeshua.
Yeah.
When is in you, He encompasses everything. Yeah. There will be no strife. There will be no hatred. There will be no anger. There will be no peace. Hey, peace. Now I'm up on a quelila in America. Kagna peace. Because there's no Yeshua in the middle.
Mm.
Anything that you do in an Christ, in an Ankurunkul, it's not peace.
Mm.
The word peace has been hijacked as if it's the absence of war. There are people who have never been to war, but they don't have peace.
Mm.
They are agitated. They are angry because they fear that at the end of judgment, they're going to be judged.
Mm.
You know, we're given peace already before we even get there, because we're given a promise that if you keep the commandment, if you repent, if you confess with your mouth the name, and then you'll be forgiven, then we get peace immediately. Mm. But the peace, there's only one person who gives peace.
Mm.
It's Yeshua. He said, I'm going to give you peace, not as the world gives it.
Mm.
Because the world cannot give what it doesn't have. Usatane, akiko akana peace because he knows his judgment is coming. So how can he give you peace? Mm. Hey, peace is oza. Hey, nasi basa pangi krati. Hey, peace is kupuli 350 is over corner. Hey, akana peace lam sabini unless you have Christ.
Mm.
There are people who don't have all these things. People who don't work, who don't do anything, but they are having peace. Imagine a hobo. A hobo who sleeps under a bridge.
Mm.
That guy has no medical aid. He doesn't have a salary.
Mm.
He doesn't have a family or kill children. I'm just making an example, extreme one.
Mm. Are you gone? Looks like Dingan is gone. Yes, Dingan. Yeah.
And then we who are working, who get a salary, are worried.
Mm.
We don't have peace.
Mm.
Yeah. In short, Brother Ray and the listener, peace is only found when you found Christ, you found peace. They say 1,000 years without Christ is peaceless. There's no peace.
Mm.
But a minute or a second with Yeshua, it's peace. Even if you can live one day and find him, you found peace more than the guy who's lived 1,000 years without him.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, my friend. All right. You can still send a WhatsApp, 0826572729, that we get some aspect of what is meant by peace there. And Godfrey also telling us there, hey, some people who live outside of war, but they don't have peace. And he says it's not the absence of war at times. He says that. Okay. Let's hear what you say, Pastor Sam, in conclusion. Let me just give you your 2 minutes to conclude, Pastor Sam, on the issue of peace. And peace is the legacy of Christ. In John 14:27, it says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. He says, peace is the legacy of Christ. He says, I live with you, and then my peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Let your hearts not be troubled. Pastor Sam, it's the legacy of Christ, peace. Pastor Sam, are you still there? Pastor Sam. Okay, we seem to have lost him a bit there. Muruti Muraka, finally, what say you? Let me give you these 2 minutes also. Peace is the legacy of Christ. Muruti Muraka?
How?
Ati kimi ama phone. Hey, my daughter. All right, let's do this. A bit of this. Give us a shout. 012-334-1322. We can take one. Pastor Sam, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, I was reading Peace as the Legacy of Christ. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives. Gives do I give to you. Let your heart not be troubled, neither let it be afraid. It's the legacy of Christ. Can only be. What say you finally? Take your minute.
Yeah, exactly. This has to be in the way that the Bible says, because as everyone has, everyone has said it, that without the Father, without Christ in the equation, nothing good can come out of that. People can sit, can decide in whatever ways, but at the end of the day, it's only Christ who has the final word. Yeah. And we've come also to understand that it's only the word that can stand the test of time. Anything that you can do does not have any root whatsoever. And the cry of my heart that people must, especially us as Christians, we need to be really peacemakers.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Muriti Mraka, welcome back. Now, take your 2 minutes or your 1 minute. Peace is a sheltering protectorate. When we dwell in the peace of the Father, we dwell as his protectorates. We dwell in his domain. Philippians, it says what? Is it 4:7? And the peace of Yahuwah, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. The peace of the Father becomes a protectorate. It doesn't have the fragilities. Neither can it be betrayed, because it is divinely protected and guided and guarded. What say you finally?
Yes, sir. I think, in short, what one could say in agreement, that it's not fragile, it's not breakable, it's not a weak, but it's strong to protect us who are in Christ. And this peace in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, is described as a clamp of the Spirit, meaning it clamps our spirit to the Spirit of God so that we have the protection because we are closely knit with it, but we understand it in the context of Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, which says the peace of God serves as a referee in our hearts. In other words, when Pastor Ray or Garabo or Pastor Kabamba is not there, you are alone. You are faced with a temptation to watch pornography. Something inside of you says, no, that is the peace. Obey that peace. Have continue in the peace with God, and it will help you overcome the devil and everything. Therefore, then you can be somebody who exudes peace in your own home. You can be somebody who exudes peace at church. You can be somebody who exudes peace in pagati, in the community. And you will really help other people by yielding to the help which God gives you through the peace which he has already invested in us through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Next week, we are going to be talking about the signs of the end. The signs of the end. We will be looking into that. There was a time we handled this issue with Muruti Mraka, and that was almost 8 years ago. It's a long time ago. It's long before the COVIDs, you know. So we will be talking about signs of the end. What do they mean to us? What are they? Are they there today? That is what we will be talking about. Thank you so much, Pastor Sam. Pass our regards at home.
Yeah, thank you. I will do that. Please do the same. You and Muruti Mraka, greet your families. May the Lord bless you.
And Muruti Mraka, thank you so much. We really appreciate. Pass our regards at home.
Yeah, thank you so much, my brother. I will do so. And I'm asking you and Pastor Kabamba to greet your families, your beautiful wife, and your children in mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you so much. And until we talk again, Tuda, and good night to both of you. Thank you so much for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the voice notes. Thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. To Yahuwah be all the glory at all times. May he be glorified, and by his Spirit he continues to teach us. As from me, it's been great. Coming up next is Dr. Mabunda. As from me, I say Tuda. Rabba.
Broadcasting faith and encouragement. Radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.